glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. This Union Local story here, let me finish just some of this regarding the Times leader. They need new roofs. They don't tell you what's wrong with the current roofs. They don't tell you how much it would cost to just fix whatever might be wrong. They say they have an operating on a very tight budget with only $1 million carryover. What the hell does that even mean? What does that even mean? I went online during the commercial break. It just took a few seconds. Take a guess. Union Local School District, taxpayers, take a guess how much they spend per student. For one student a year, almost $16,000, $15,800 and change, virtually $16,000 a year, which is, I believe, about twice the tuition at a good non-government-run school here in the Valley. Almost $16,000 a year. Are you friggin' kidding me? Only 1,300 kids. Total revenue, roughly $21 million. And yet it's not enough. It's never enough. Whether it's the Union Local School District or the St. C. Richland Township or any of these others, it's never enough. It's just never enough. But they won't tell you that even in the story. All it is propaganda. You learn more from me just now than you did reading this story in the Times Leader. God. I really like journalism. I like reporting. In addition to being a talk host, I'm a journalist. Trying to find journalism here in the Upper Ohio Valley is soul-crushing. It is utterly soul-crushing if you're looking for it in the newspapers, billionaire Bob's failed newspapers, or the failed TV stations with news. Oh, by the way, speaking of the TV stations and lacking in any journalistic ethics whatsoever, did you know, I have to watch this stuff. I actually have to watch this stuff to prep for the show because you've come to expect a certain level of information and entertainment and everything. And you set the bar very, very high, as you should. And yes, I know I always exceed it and I appreciate all the accolades. I really do. I don't like talking about them because everybody knows how much Dimitri does not like to brag. But to give you a sense of how pathetic the TV news, and I put news now in quotes, on radio, these are air quotes. Did you know that one of the TV stations, Nine, is now calling it content, connecting people with content everywhere, and they don't have a newsroom, it's a content center. Well, we pulled things off the internet, and look, it's content, and here we're going to pass it off as news. Both TV stations, I swear to you, I'm not making this up, I couldn't believe when I first saw this, but I've noticed this recently. Maybe this has been going on for a while, that I don't know. But I noticed this recently with both. In fact, I just saw it this morning as I was trying to wade through one of the local newscasts. This one was on Channel 7. So I'm watching the Channel 7 news. Again, soul-crushing experience. No real news. In the middle of the newscast, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up, who comes on but the sales manager for the TV station. Nice lady, very nice lady. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, this is a newscast. Suddenly I'm looking at the sales manager sitting in a chair telling me about this new feature, I guess new to me, in the newscast. The sales manager. And what is this news feature? The new feature in the news is really the right way to say it. The new feature in the news introduced by the sales manager. A form of QVC and the Home Shopping Channel. In the middle of their morning newscast, you see the sales manager, come on, nice lady, I've met her before, very nice person. And she's introducing essentially QVC or the Home Shopping Channel in the newscast. And I thought to myself, this is unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's bad enough that we got to watch what they pass off as news, but now they're not even pretending that it's news. Here's QVC. Here's the Home Shopping Channel. Go buy something, and then we'll get back to the weather at some point. It's honestly, it's unbelievable. And don't think Nine's any better. The last time I watched Nine, which was during the day, which was a while ago, because my schedule is such that it's difficult to watch the new news. But the last time I watched Nine, and again, I swear to you, I'm not making this up, the new newscast, at around 20 after, about 12:20 or so, they do the same thing. They do a QVC Home Shopping Channel thing in the newscast. I couldn't believe it. I should have mentioned this a while back when I first saw it, but what triggered it was this morning watching Channel 7. And I was like, wait a minute, what? QVC, Home Shopping Channel stuff on 7? Oh my God, 9 does the same thing too, or at least did. I haven't checked lately. I suspect it still does. So you've got billionaire Bob's failed newspapers. You've got the two TV stations swirling around the drain, bastardizing their newscast to the point now where in each one, they have the Home Shopping Channel or QVC. It's soul-crushing trying to find journalism here in the Upper Ohio Valley. It is absolutely soul-crushing. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. Novotny's a good journalist. He is absolutely a good journalist, good broadcaster as well. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. Again, this story with the Union Local School District. It took me 2 seconds to find out that the school district spends roughly $16,000 a year per student, roughly twice the tuition that you would have to pay at a private school, whether Catholic or other Christian or whatever. Their budget in millions, roughly $21 million. They only have like 1,300 or so kids. And they need garbage cans. Garbage bags for the leaks and the roof. I tell you, if I had $21 million and only 1,300 kids, I'd pay a good roofing company to come in and fix the roof. But that's just me. That's just me. Unbelievable. Union Local School District taxpayers, I'm warning you right now, I'm the only friend you got in the media. I'm the only friend you got, because everything else is just propaganda. They won't tell you what I just told you, that you can find out for yourself. And by the way, why don't you check out the state scores, proficiency scores for reading, math, and science for the Union Local School District. That wasn't in the story either. Gee, I wonder why. Next, the intel. Billionaire Bob's failed newspapers. The editorial. Time to address cities' population. Really, now's the time? We've been doing this for 25 years. We keep losing people. We keep losing people. Tear down the Wharf parking garage, put up the Heritage Port, and people will flood into Wheeling. Lies. The Robert C. Byrd Intermodal Transportation Center, you know, big old garage, and buses are going to go in there and everything. That'll fix the problem. Lies. Nail City. Another new parking garage here, another this over there. And now the swales with the streetscape that I call a street gape. I reached out to the city to find out who was responsible for this. And turns out damn near everyone connected with city government was responsible for this mess. We're going to get Bob Herr in here. At least we'll offer him the opportunity to come in here and give us an update about all this stuff. But it's really, really bad. Anyway, the editorial. And this is Billionaire Bob writing now, speaking. This is, the editorial is typically the voice of the publisher. And Billionaire Bob, and a billionaire, he obviously inherited the money. This is his voice because he's the publisher of these failed newspapers. So it says, time to address city's population. Population growth. For years, this issue has been one of our region's biggest challenges, yet also one most elected officials are unwilling or unable to discuss. Consider these numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau. Wheeling Metro Area, Ohio, Marshall, Belmont County, population 152,850. And hold on a second here. I'm getting a phone call, which I should not be getting. Hold on. Let me just get rid of this thing. I don't know why. Why did this thing even ring? All right. So, okay, 152,850 in 2000 at the end of 2024. Combined population, only 135,000. Decrease of almost 12% in 24 years. And mind you, before we get back to the editorial, everything that the politicians and the media have been telling us for those past 24 years, or roughly quarter century. Well, if you just build this, and they will come. Do this, and oh yeah, that'll fix it. And do that, and then do this. Everything that they've been telling you for the past quarter century to turn around the population loss here in our valley. None of it was true. None of it worked. None of it. And yet here we are again. It says here, the city of Wheeling, region's economic hub, they should put that in quotes, had 31,382 residents in 2000, now roughly 26,000. That's a decrease of 16.5%. Hold on a second. Jesus, why is this thing still? All right, sorry. If you go back to 1900, Wheeling's population was almost 39,000. Peaked at 61,700 in 1930. It says it would make sense, given where the city's been, that this would be a regular topic of discussion, serious topic of discussion, and yet no one really wants to talk about how we bring new people here, how we bring new investment here, how we set a vision that will help our region focus on growth and future. Instead, we talk about quality of life. Yes, that's important. While the actions of some of our appointed city boards at times do little more than build roadblocks for a new investment. Well, this is all wrong because they've been talking about this focus on growth in the future for the last quarter century. It's just everything that they have told us was a lie. None of it worked. Absolutely none of it worked. The editorial says it's this simple. We should be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. We can ensure our neighborhoods and our cities provide an excellent quality of life, as they already do, while also working under the idea that we will welcome and work with new businesses. The problem, though, is about more than one business. Many of our youth go away to college. They don't come home. What's the solution? That's the real question. The solution is obvious. We need more people and more jobs. How does that happen? It most certainly doesn't happen if it's a topic local leaders are unwilling to seriously discuss. It doesn't happen if we stick our heads in the sand. It doesn't happen if we don't set forth policies. Almost done with this, Will. What happens if nothing changes? The issue is real, but there are some promising signs. WVU Medicine, a regional cancer center, finally seeing the finishing line with a downtown streetscape project. Streetgape is really what we should be calling this thing. Our current city and county leaders up to the task. They have to be the future of our communities. Rest on the actions. Well, the one thing missing here is the elephant in the middle of the living room with this editorial in Billionaire Bob's failed newspaper. Essentially, it's hand-wringing going, oh, what do we do? We, you know, we've tried everything for the last quarter century. Nothing has worked. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? I say, I have an idea. How about if we start creating more jobs with more investment?